This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Abortion advocates are knocking on Europe's door and knocking hard. For the second time in 2 months, the EU Parliament rejected a report seeking to gain acceptance of abortion as a human right and to coerce pro-life nations like Ireland, Poland, and Malta, as well as pro-life doctors, to accept, fund, and perform abortion. As many as 70% of gynecologists in many European nations say they have conscientious objection to performing abortion. The report was narrowly rejected. In other pro-life news headlines, debunking Dutch euthanasia studies, Wesley Smith is documenting how Dutch doctors intentionally overdose patients to euthanize them and then hide the deaths. The U.S. Supreme Court is being asked to strike down an Arizona law banning late-term abortions. And a three-day federal trial has begun, pitting a pro-life blogger against the NAACP. This is Life News Radio.
After facing the reality of abortion, the next thing to face is that there are millions of women, men also, with an abortion in their past who need and deserve love. Yes, love and healing after an abortion. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, call 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. 877-HOPE-FOR-ME.
A little pro-life secret is getting out. The RU486 abortion pill protocol can many times be reversed with progesterone therapy. A story at lifenews.com tells how one woman changed her mind and gave birth to a healthy child. You can also read at Life News what a research scientist, two doctors, including one former abortion practitioner, have to say about the success of such reversals. For pro-life headlines, delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.